Welcome to New Providence Missionary Baptist Church, where we envision to build a biblical community of loving believers, which have a personal relationship with God and each other, modeling the pattern of lifestyle of Jesus Christ. Join us now as we prepare our hearts and minds to hear and receive the Word of God from the man of God, Senior Pastor Reverend Nathaniel Wood.
My brothers and sisters, back when I was a small boy in 1963, I remember hearing Dionne Warwick sing a song that became a hit that was played on radio stations around the world. The song was titled, "What the World Needs Now." The lyrics of the beginning of the song were, "What the world needs now is love, sweet love." Some of you new generation folk won't know anything about this. It's the only thing that there's just too little of. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. No, not just for some, but for, y'all know, everyone. Now, New Providence and friends, I wholeheartedly agree with Dionne Warwick. Truly, the world that we are living in needs a whole lot of love. And we need love because sin is running rampant. And unfortunately, New Providence and friends, I believe it's going to get worse. I want to suggest to you this morning that certainly we need more love in the world. But I believe that the most important thing our world needs now is the message of the gospel or good news of Jesus Christ. We are living in a day and time where the gospel message of Jesus Christ is under attack. And unfortunately, some pastors, teachers, and preachers have forsaken the true message of the gospel of Jesus Christ because it causes mankind to realize that they are not self-sufficient, and this is not a popular message today. The gospel message reminds mankind that their so-called human rights must never be put above the righteousness that the one true and holy God demands of humanity. Declaring the gospel message in these days is unpopular, and it makes unsaved people angry and vicious. And so many pastors, preachers, and teachers have watered down, diluted, or compromise the message of the gospel in order to please men, for political positions, to gain notoriety or popularity, and some watered down the gospel in order to keep their ministry position. But on this second Sunday in February 2025, New Providence, I want to declare to you with no fear or hesitation that I, Nathaniel Jeffrey Wood, believe in the power of the gospel message of Jesus Christ, and I am not ashamed to declare it and stand upon it, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes it. So this morning, let me share with you some reasons why I believe that what the world needs now is the message of the gospel or good news of Jesus Christ. The world needs to hear the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ because the world needs to know that a man cannot be saved by just doing good works. Did you hear what I said? Good works won't save you. Paul writes in his letter to the church at Ephesus, chapter 2, verse 8 and 9, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." Listen to me good. Many in our world think that if they do enough good works in the world, that it should qualify them to make it into heaven. But listen to me good. If a person can be saved by just doing good works, what need was it for Jesus to go and die on the cross? Did Jesus die in vain? No way. The message of the gospel declares that without the shedding of blood, righteous blood, there is no remission or taking away of sin. If we could be saved by works, there was no need for Christ to become flesh and leave heaven and come into this sinful world and die for us on the cross. The message of the gospel of Christ teaches us that there was only one way. Somebody say one way. That sinful man could be restored back to God. And that was through the sacrificial death of Jesus Christ on the cross. Yes, the world needs to hear the message of the good news of Jesus Christ, because it declares that a man cannot be saved by doing good works, but only by placing their faith in the finished work of Christ at Calvary. And I don't know how you feel about it, but I am so glad that salvation is by faith and not by works. You know why I'm glad about it? I'm glad about it because if salvation was by works, how would you and I know that we have done enough good works to be saved? You know what? Many of us might assume that we had done enough works to be saved, just to find out on the day of judgment that we had failed to do enough good works to make it into heaven. Thank God. Somebody say thank God. That salvation is by faith and not by works. All right. Lastly, it's going to be a short sermon today. What the world needs now is the gospel message of Jesus Christ. You know why? Because the gospel message of Jesus Christ reveals the love and grace of God. My brothers and sisters, the greatest revelation, the greatest demonstration, the greatest exhibition of love and grace of God is the crucifixion of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The Apostle John says it in these words. He says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life." Aren't you glad about that? I said the greatest demonstration and exhibition of the love and grace of God is seen in the crucifixion of Jesus on the cross. You see, at the cross, man is seen at his worst. Remember, at the cross, man nailed Jesus' hands and feet to the cross. They pierced him in the side, spit on him, mocked him. Man at his worst. But yet, God's grace is seen at its best. How's it seen, Pastor? Because Jesus did not curse man from the cross. He prayed for mercy for man. At the cross, man's crime against God is seen at its worst. Remember, man said, if you are the Son of God, come down off of that cross. But even though man's crime against God was seen at its worst, God's compassion is seen at its best. For Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. At the cross, man's ruin is seen. But at the cross, God's redemption is seen. You know how it's seen? Because Jesus stops dying long enough to tell one of the repentant thieves who was hanging on the cross beside him, today you shall be with me in paradise. Hallelujah. The cross also reveals that Jesus did not die for good people, but that he died for sinners. For the Apostle Paul tells us that God demonstrated his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Thank God that though man was seen at his worst, God was seen at his best. I'm about to close. The world needs to hear the message of the good news of Jesus Christ. I wonder if there's anybody in the house who's willing to testify that I know, I have no doubt that God has saved me and has delivered me and has made me a new creature. Huh? In other words, like the songwriter wrote, I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore. I was very deeply stained within, sinking to rise no more. But, somebody say, but the master of the sea, he heard my despairing cry, and from the waters he lifted me. Did he lift you? Did he change you? Did he make you a new creature? Yes! Now safe am I. The new world needs to hear that Jesus is the Savior of this world. And they need him as their personal Lord and Savior. And how many of you know that he can turn your life around? Turn to your neighbor and say, thank God for the love and grace of God. That's what the world needs to know. They need to know that their hope should be, and the hope of the world is in the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And it's not a complex message. It's not a hard message. All you have to do is say, Jesus, the Son of God, came into this world, died on Calvary's cross, that man might be saved from his sins. But he didn't stay dead, die dead. He got up on the third day with all authority and power in his hands. And he loved you so much that he wants to be your Lord and your Savior. Come on, stand to your feet all over the church.
We know that you have been blessed through the hearing of God's Word on this day. We invite you to join us at New Providence Missionary Baptist Church, located at 4813 Hilltop Needmore Road, Fuquay Varina, North Carolina. For more information, you can contact our ministry at 919-552-3531 or visit our website at www.newprovidencebaptist.com. Thank you for joining us. And be blessed.